Good morning, Tina. May I ask you a question?
Sure, James.
Where is the coffee pot? I'm meeting a friend there.
The coffee shop? It's not far from here.
So I can walk there?
Yes. You can probably get there in 5 minutes.
How do I get there?
Go out the office door and turn right.
Okay, then what?
Walk straight ahead for 4 blocks. When you get to Cook Street, turn left.
Is the coffee pot on Cook Street?
Yes. Walk straight down Cook Street. The coffee pot is half a block from the next corner.
On which side of the street?
On the left side. It's a nice place, and the coffee is great.
You probably use a GPS to find places. But when you can't, you need to ask for directions. Maybe you are meeting a friend at a restaurant. The restaurant isn't far. You know that. But where is it? You can ask someone on the street. They may tell you, walk 3 blocks straight ahead. Turn right on 3rd Street. The restaurant is half a block down on the left side of the street.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. We're glad you found us. My name's Pauline.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. My name is Peter. Today's topic is how to.
And today's title is Maps and Directions. Hey, I should get one of those things, a GPS.
Yes, you should get a GPS. You definitely need a GPS. You really should get one. I just think it would be really helpful. Buy one.
Okay, Peter, that's enough. I know that I'm not good with directions. You don't have to keep reminding me.
Okay, sorry, Pauline. Well, a global positioning system, or GPS, is like a cell phone, and it uses a signal to make sure that you don't get lost. They have very good maps.
Yes, it is like a computer. And you mentioned cell phones. Most cell phones have a good GPS in them.
Well, one thing I like about these kind of devices is that they tell you how long it will take you to get to a place.
Yes, I like that too. You can tell your friend how long it will take for you to get to the restaurant.
Yes, that's very helpful. Or when the traffic on the streets are bad, you can find a better way to go. That can be very helpful as well.
Oh, yes, that is very, very helpful. Oh, but speaking of other helpful things, I know someone who wants to help us with our keywords. Christina, let's go to her now.
Hello, James 跟朋友约在 The Coffee Pot 这家咖啡店。Tina 说这家店很近，走路的话可能五分钟就能到。You can probably get there in 5 minutes. 副词 probably 就是或许，很可能。如果不知道该怎么走，可以在街上问问路人。You can ask someone on the street. 名词 street 就是街道。不过 Tina 说只要出了办公室之后右转，往前走四条街。Walk straight ahead for 4 blocks. 副词 ahead 就是向前的意思。注意，出门后是右转哦。动词 turn 就是转的意思。向右转是 turn right， 副词 right 是向右的意思。最后会看到那家咖啡馆在靠右边的街上。It's on the right side of the street。名词 side 指的是某一边或一侧的意思。
Good morning, Tina. May I ask you a question?
Sure, James.
Where is the coffee pot? I'm meeting a friend there.
The coffee shop? It's not far from here.
So I can walk there?
Yes. You can probably get there in 5 minutes.
How do I get there?
Go out the office door and turn right.
So James asks a very good question to start. I like it because he asks it in a very polite way. He asks, may I ask you a question?
May I ask? So what makes this question so polite, Pauline?
Well, before he asks his real question, he first asks if he can ask a question. That is very polite. And he also uses the word may instead of can. And this is also very polite.
Okay. Well, he could ask, can I ask you a question? But instead, he uses the word may, and that's more polite.
Right. And Tina says, sure, go ahead.
Okay. So what is the question, the real question he is trying to ask?
Well, he wants to know, where is the coffee pot? We use the question where, then the place. Where is the coffee pot?
James needs to know where the coffee pot is because he is meeting a friend there. And are we supposed to be meeting a friend here?
I don't think so. What are you talking about, Peter?
We are meeting a friend here. Maybe you know her. Maybe you do, too. Her name is Christina. Oh, there she is. Let's see her now. Hi, Christina.
James 跟朋友约在咖啡馆碰面. 他说, I am meeting a friend there. 这个句子的动词是 be 动词加现在分词的现在进行式的结构，但是按照文意来看 ，James 还没有跟朋友碰面，应该是用未来式，怎么会用现在进行式呢？其实未来式的表达方式除了 will 加上原形动词，以及 be going to 加原形动词之外，对于马上、很快而且非常肯定就要发生的事，就可以用 be 动词加现在分词来表现，比如今天晚上你要下水饺吃，你可以说 We are having dumplings for dinner， 或者你今年暑假要到关岛度假 ，I'm taking a trip to Guam this summer， 这些也是未来式的表现方式。So
the coffee pot is the name of a coffee shop. Why does this shop have that name?
Well, a coffee machine puts coffee into a pot. Then you can pour that coffee into cups.
We learned about pots being used for plants earlier this month, but this is a different kind of pot. Pots are usually round and short and stout, I mean fat.
Oh, you're thinking of the teapot song. I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here is my handle, here is my spout. When I get all steamed up, hear me shout. Tip me over and pour me out.
I don't think there is a song for a coffee pot. Too bad. Anyways, is the coffee shop far from here?
Pauline, please. We all know that you drink too much coffee.
Okay, fine. Yes, of course I know where it is. I go there all the time. You can walk there. It's really convenient.
How long does it take to get there by foot?
It takes 4 minutes and 23 seconds to get there by foot.
Tina says that you can probably get there in 5 minutes.
Whatever. It sounds like she doesn't go very often. I mean, I walk pretty fast. I found a shortcut. And you might have to run a little to make the traffic light. But I think that...
Oh, Pauline, run to make the... Okay, well, for people without problems with coffee, I think the answer can be 5 minutes. Or, like Tina says, you can probably get there in 5 minutes. Go out the door and turn right.
Turn right? Well, I don't think so, Tina. I think you should turn left.
Okay, Pauline, maybe we should just take a short break. I know you probably need some more coffee. Anyway, friends, let's take a short break right now. See you soon.
talking English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back from the break, friends. So if you need help going somewhere, you can ask. Ask, can you help me with directions?
The person will ask you, where do you want to go?
Then you can say the place, like the coffee pot, or cappuccino corner, or espresso alley, or my favorite, latte lane.
Pauline, you know too many coffee shops. Anyway, well, let's just get back to the conversation. We can watch it together.
Okay, then what?
Walk straight ahead for 4 blocks. When you get to Cook Street, turn left.
Is the coffee pot on Cook Street?
Yes. Walk straight down Cook Street. The coffee pot is half a block from the next corner.
On which side of the street?
On the left side. It's a nice place, and the coffee is great.
We are getting directions for the coffee pot. First, we learn that you can walk there. What were the first directions that we got today? How do you get there?
First, go out the office door and turn right.
Okay, then what?
Walk straight.
Okay, then what?
Walk straight ahead 4 blocks.
Okay, then what?
Peter!
Pauline, okay, then what? Then it's time for today's...
calendar phrase!
Okay, then what?
Okay, then what? 好, 然后呢?
How do I get to the coffee shop?
Walk 2 blocks.
Okay, then what?
Turn left and walk 1 block.
Okay, then what?
Cross the street.
Okay, then what?
You're there. Order coffee and a donut.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, then what?
Okay, then what?
好, 然后呢?
Oh, I'm glad that calendar phrase is over with. Okay, it was kind of fun though. Anyways, if we talk about these directions, will you interrupt me again?
Pauline, I can't promise anything, but I will try not to.
Okay, so we said that you walk straight ahead for 4 blocks. So ahead here is what is right in front of you. And 4 blocks isn't that far. You will walk on the sidewalk and cross 4 streets.
Okay, so when you get to Cook Street, what do you do?
When you get to Cook Street, turn left.
And when we get to Christina, what do we do?
Well, then we go to her and listen in on what she has to say.
Oh, then we should do just that, Pauline. Hi, Christina.
Tina说到了Cook Street这条街的时候就左转. When you get to Cook Street, turn left. 这个句子里的get to就是到达某个地方的意思。 通常的用法是 get to some place. 比如, how can I get to your office? 我该如何到你的办公室? 或者, please get to the airport before noon. 请中午之前到达机场。 介系词 to后面接的是地方的名词。 但如果目的地用副词就不需要介系词了。 比如, here, there和home都可以当副词。 你就说, we'll get there soon, 或者, when did you get home? 这种情况下, get后面都不需要介系词 to.
Thanks, Christina. So let's talk about streets for a minute. Cars drive on the streets. There are usually yellow lines in the middle of the streets.
So when you cross the street, you walk across the street. make sure to look both ways.
That's right. When we were kids, we learned to do three things before crossing the street. Stop, look, and listen.
First, stop at the street. Then look both ways, to the right and then to the left.
And listen. Sometimes you may not see a car coming, but you can hear it.
When it is safe and clear, then you can cross the street.
When we talk about streets, we put their name first. This street is Cook Street.
All right. Coffee Queen, where do we go next?
When you get to Cook Street, walk straight down. The coffee pot is half a block from the next corner.
Let's see. If we are coming from that way, which side of the street will Coffee Pot be on?
It will be on the left side. It's a nice place, and the coffee is great.
We made it, everyone. We got to the Coffee Pot.
Of course we did. I told you, I've been there lots. Although, yesterday, I tried to go to a new coffee shop.
What happened, Pauline?
Well, I used a map, and I thought I read the map correct, but when I got there, I couldn't find it.
Did you have to ask for directions?
Well, I was with my husband, so first I asked him, "Do you see it anywhere?" We were looking around, and then it was upstairs. It was right where the map said. I just didn't think it was going to be up there.
So sometimes maps don't tell you everything. Today was very useful. Well, friends, now it's time to review. Let's look at those keywords from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. Probably. Probably. You probably know the answer.
Street. Street. My house is on this street.
Ahead. Ahead. The bank is straight ahead.
Turn. Turn. Turn left at the corner.
Right. Right. Turn right on River Road.
Side. Side. Stand on this side of the room. Okay, friends, keep on practicing. Now let's review our conversations one more time.
Good morning, Tina. May I ask you a question?
Sure, James.
Where is the coffee pot? I'm meeting a friend there.
The coffee shop? It's not far from here.
So I can walk there?
Yes. You can probably get there in 5 minutes.
How do I get there?
Go out the office door and turn right.
Okay, then what?
Walk straight ahead for 4 blocks. When you get to Cook Street, turn left.
Is the coffee pot on Cook Street?
Yes. Walk straight down Cook Street. The coffee pot is half a block from the next corner.
On which side of the street?
On the left side. It's a nice place, and the coffee is great.
Hey, James! What are you doing?
I'm looking at maps.
Where? I don't see any maps.
My maps are on my cell phone. I'm using the GPS.
Oh, that's probably easier than using paper maps.
Yes, it's very easy. I just type in where I want to go.
And then?
Oh, no. My cell phone just ran out of battery.
Oh, no. You'll probably have to ask for directions.
You're probably right.
So, where do you want to go?
The coffee pot.
Wait, do Did you ask for directions already?
Yes, but I already forgot.
Huh! Well, next time, write them down.
Next time, I'll charge my cell phone.
Right.
Excuse me.
Oh, hey, man. What's up?
Is there a WC in this building?
Hey, nice jacket, man.
Oh, thanks.
But, sorry, what do you need?
A WC.
WC, what's that? Oh, a waffle chicken.
No,
a wonderful cookie.
Oh, no. A bathroom. I need to use a restroom quick.
Oh, you need to pee.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. The restroom is not too far away.
But
yeah.
Where? Where?
Oh, right. Go down this hallway and turn, and then you go down that hallway and you turn. Is it right or is it left?
That is a super sentence!
Super sentence, man! Right on!
Oh, yeah. Oh. Excuse me, sir?
Oh, super sentence, man.
Are you okay?
I'll find the restroom.
Right.
Thanks.
Wait a minute. You should try to use today's super sentence. It is go somewhere and turn right or left. Or you could turn east, west, or north, or south. There are a lot of options.
Got it. Well, here's one.
Okay.
Go up the stairs and turn left.
Go up the stairs and turn left. Super.
Good. Bye.
Wait. You should listen to his super sentence, right? Do you have another one?
Sure, bro. Get this. Go down the street and turn right. Go up North Avenue and turn west.
Oh, that's two.
Go a few miles and turn right. And there you are.
And where is that?
I don't know, man.
But it was a super sentence. Remember, say it with me. A super sentence every day will make your English great.
Okay, good job. I'm leaving.
Why is he in such a hurry?
He's going to the WC.
The wonderful cookie? I love the WC. Is it this way?
Yeah, just go down the hall and then you turn somewhere. I don't know.
Well, even though we use our smartphones and a GPS, we still need to know how to ask for directions.
That's true. And how to read a map. Because sometimes your GPS even gets confused. It thinks you're across the street, but you're not. So you still need to know how to look at the map and understand it.
That is very true. So today was very helpful for everyone. So make sure to come back and see us again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.